Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. This hour, in about 18 minutes from now, should umps be mic'd up in Major League Baseball? And at 40 minutes past the hour, Bart Scott claims 60% of the league is on PEDs in the NFL. That's a big hour here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio and simulcast at watchda.com. I don't really understand why this is such big news, but apparently it is big news because it's everywhere. Perhaps it's because it's a slow time of year. If we had an NBA Finals that we were still talking about, a game seven to still talk about, perhaps nobody would care that Andrew Luck picked up a football and threw it yesterday. Do you realize it wasn't even a full-size NFL football? It was a high school football. Slightly smaller than the Duke. So Andrew Luck, there's footage, breathless footage. Oh my God, there's Andrew Luck throwing a football. And okay, if you're a Colts fan, it feels way better seeing him literally throw a football than 1 year ago at this time where he couldn't throw a football. But throwing a football in June doesn't make me any more confident that Andrew Luck is going to be back to being Andrew Luck by September. Yesterday, Luck insisted he's going to be ready for week one. But in Indianapolis, talk is cheap. Talk is food stamps in Indy. Because honestly, all we've ever heard since Andrew Luck was injured was that he was going to be okay. He was going to be ready to go. The moment he got injured, it was not a big deal. They didn't even have surgery on his shoulder after he was injured. They waited, thinking it wasn't a big deal. And then last year, it wasn't a big deal. And Jim Irsay said he'll definitely be ready for the start of the season, even if he doesn't start week one, which was always hysterical. Oh, so he's ready, but he's not ready to play. Well, what's he ready for? To take orders around the locker room? Okay, what would you like with that? You like anchovies on your pizza? Okay, cool. He's going to be ready for the start of the season, but just not ready to play. Well, then what's he ready for? To just put on the helmet? We fitted his helmet. It fits really well. We feel like there's no movement. When he turns side to side, he's ready. And all throughout the beginning of the season, Andrew's going to be fine. Andrew's going to be fine. Andrew's going to be fine. And push came to shove. He never played all of last season. So pardon me if I'm not buying anything on Andrew Luck until I see him under center in a real football game. Not throwing passes in gym shorts to guys running around like it's camp day in sixth grade.
Just believe I'm on the right path. I believe I'm going to be absolutely, I'm going to be better than I was. I really, really do. I believe I'll be a better quarterback for this team, but a better teammate. It's hard to explain, I guess.
Now, let me be very clear here. I am rooting for Andrew Luck because when Andrew Luck was healthy and firing, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's a gamer. He's a competitor. He does everything the right way. He's a leader. He's a great quarterback. I hope this is not the end of Andrew Luck's career. He's 28 freaking years old. I want to see a long career for Luck, as we all do. Nobody's rooting against him. But I'm not counting on him to be ready for week one. I don't care what he says. I believe in the power of positive thinking, but just saying that I'm going to be better, I'm going to be under center, I'm ready to go, I won't believe it until I see it after what we went through last year. Andrew Luck's only 28. He'll be 29 in September. So he's got plenty of good years ahead of him, even if he only plays until he's 36 or 37. The man still has 7 or 8 years of top-notch football left. But you can't help but think of two things. Number one, is Andrew Luck destined to have Dan Marino's career? What I mean by that is, Marino, when he first came up, was in the playoffs, went to an AFC Championship game, went to a Super Bowl, and it just seemed like he was going to be in January every year because they had a good team around him. He was healthy, strong, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And slowly but surely, the team got worse. Management got worse. Don Shula got older, eventually had to retire. They never surrounded him with a decent supporting cast in terms of a run game, in terms of a defense. And Marino was left on the back end of his final 10 years of his 15-year career saying, my best teams that I played for, the dominance that we had as a team and an organization, was all in the first 3 or 4 years that I played. Andrew Luck right now is staring at the same abyss. When he first came into the league, they still had the vestiges of the teams under Tony Dungy that had gone to Super Bowls with Peyton Manning. So they had the Dwight Freeneys. They had the Reggie Waynes. They had the guys that they went to Super Bowls with. And now, and he went to the playoffs, and he went to the divisional round, and he went to the AFC Championship game. And he was a win away in the Deflategate game from being in a Super Bowl his first 4 years. And now the Colts are way worse. The Colts are way worse than they were. I mean, I think that Jim Caldwell was, to me, not a very good head coach. I always felt like Jim Caldwell had the look on his face like he was dropped off at the wrong bus stop. The offensive line eroded. The general manager was a bozo. The defense never developed playmakers. They didn't draft well. They tried to get him a first-round wide receiver in Philip Dorsett. That went kablooey in their face. And Andrew Luck is now surrounded by a much worse supporting cast than he was when he first came up. That's the first concern I have. The second concern I have for Andrew Luck is, do you come back from a shoulder injury as a quarterback that took you out for an entire football year? Dan Marino dealt with a knee injury that he never truly recovered from. His knees and ACLs were so banged up, much like Joe Namath's, that even though his arm strength was there, his mobility was not, and he never really was 100% health-wise after those first 5 or 6 years of his career. Is Andrew Luck even worse than having your knee banged up is your shoulder? You know, it's like a pitcher. That's a dangerous, sensitive spot for Andrew Luck to have had major surgery on. Those are my concerns about Andrew Luck. And so today when we were discussing in our pre-game show, our pre-show meeting, we asked this question. Is Andrew Luck more likely to, in the next 10 years, win a Super Bowl, be back to being Andrew Luck, healthy, good team around him, solid organization, win a Super Bowl? Is it more likely Andrew Luck is in a Super Bowl in the next 10 years or never recovers, never is the same, and ends up in his dad's XFL? Because remember, Oliver Luck is now the commissioner of the XFL, which will kick off a year from this spring. Mraz, where do you fall on Luck's potential?
I think a lot of the audience is probably waiting for me to jump and go, he's definitely going to the XFL before the Super Bowl. That
would be a very Mraz answer.
It would be, and I'm acknowledging that. I'm sorry I don't see it. Do I worry that the Colts might have missed a big two-year window in their division and that possibly the Texans with Deshaun Watson and now this good Jaguar team has lapped them and they're going to have a long way to go? Sure. But with the Patriots now showing signs of maybe crackling here, with Ben Roethlisberger getting injured, there is going to be room in the next few years for somebody to take the AFC by the mantle. And if Andrew Luck could be Andrew Luck of what we thought he was, I think there's still a better chance he ends up in a Super Bowl than out of the league in the XFL.
But you're not answering the question about whether you think he's going to stay healthy. Saying whatever you want about the Steelers or the Patriots, do you think Andrew Luck stays healthy so that he's a legitimate starting quarterback in the NFL?
For how long?
Well, over the next 10 years.
He'll get injured and his career will be shortened in the next 10 years. But that doesn't mean he can't see something in the next four.
So he's 28 now. He'll be 29 in September.
He's not going to be Tom Brady playing past his 40s.
Does he play until 38, 10 years from now?
I think I was just going to give you the number 37. I think he's shot.
Shot. Like, yeah. No longer
effective.
Like,
you're watching him, and I think it'll be a steep, you know, drop-off for him as he gets to those mid to late 30s. I just think there's no way that his shoulder, even after early surgery, might give him extra pop now. There's no way he will be able to defeat Father Time now. No way.
It reminds me of the Peyton Manning situation where he went to have the spinal surgery, the neck fusion, and initially was really good and came out of the gates and was effective for a couple of years, but then fell off the cliff pretty sharply. It makes me wonder if that's Andrew Luck, where he'll be able to put this thing together for 4 or 5 years, but then when it starts to go, it's going to go really dramatically. Velotti, what do you think? More likely that Andrew Luck wins a Super Bowl or at least gets to a Super Bowl in the next 10 years or is playing in his dad's XFL?
I think the XFL for this sheer reason. I don't think he's going to be healthy enough to justify the money that a quarterback in the NFL is going to command as you get to that point.
So he gets pushed out because of salary.
Gets pushed out because of salary. He goes to the XFL. He may come back to the NFL, but I think there is a stop in the XFL.
Can a guy go to the XFL as a starting quarterback and get a job back in the NFL?
Tommy Maddox.
See,
Tommy Maddox, okay.
He's right about Tommy Maddox. The real twist here with the XFL is this. If Andrew Luck comes back and he's just mere average, he's not the sensation we saw going in an AFC title game, you know, pretty close to out of Stanford, and you look around, you have all these young star quarterbacks, whether it's Deshaun Watson or any of the guys drafted this year, Josh Rosen, and suddenly that guy that we thought Andrew Luck would be the next guy is maybe middle of the pack. Who better than his father to persuade him to be the star of this next league and maybe be that guy he drags over to the XFL?
But that's an ego hit, man. Andrew Luck is going to go be the best player in the XFL.
This is his father.
The face of the XFL. Is that a big deal?
His father could sell. Who else but his father could sell him that is a big deal? But again, I don't think that's going to happen, but if it was going to happen to anybody, it would happen under that scenario to Andrew Luck.
Do you think his dad even thinks it's a big deal? I mean, his dad might take the job going, Andrew, you can't play in this league. It's a spring football league run by Vince McMahon.
But if he's smart enough to realize his son's taking a hit publicly and isn't the star he was going to be, maybe that's his way of saying, now I can make this a big deal.
You know, Andrew Luck, though, here's the thing. There's going to be a lot of GMs that take a shot on him, even if the Colts think he's done, because they go, well, we can get Andrew Luck out of him. Every time, you know, you have a guy with a lot of potential, he will get multiple cracks. So it's going to have to be really dramatic for him not to have a job at the NFL. And I just don't know if even his dad would want to convince him, hey, you should play in a spring football league against guys that don't belong in the NFL. Does Oliver Luck even believe that?
Probably right now he doesn't. But after watching Andrew Luck, if he's not the same, he could believe that. He could.
All right, here's your phone number on that, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Coming up this hour, there was amazing audio captured between a baseball manager and an umpire. And this audio is so good, it made me wonder, should we have umps mic'd up all the time? That's going to come up in about 5 minutes from now. Also, later on in the hour, we've got your sound check, which includes Bob Myers, Warriors GM, wanting to re-sign Kevin Durant, Robert Kraft on the Rob Gronkowski trade rumors, and Bart Scott, who joined me for a wild and woolly 15 minutes yesterday on the Jim Rome Show on how he believes PEDs are a problem in the NFL after the Julian Edelman suspension. That's coming up. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
22 minutes past the hour, and a happy Wednesday to you, everybody. Thanks for joining us. The best of clips are available on YouTube, so simply search CBS Sports Radio on YouTube. Also, you can simply check it out on Facebook as well, facebook.com/TheDA Show. facebook.com/TheDA Show. Guys, let's help make Jim Rome a Hall of Famer. The man deserves it. Let's elect Jim Rome to the National Radio Hall of Fame. Voting is now open. Two easy ways to vote. Cast your vote at radiovote.com. That's radiovote.com. Or dial short code 96000. Text the message 800. Standard message and data rates may apply. A piece of video has gone viral today. Posted late last night, then early this morning. Everybody kind of caught wind of it. And this is Mets manager Terry Collins going after an ump after the Mets retaliated on Chase Utley. You might remember in the postseason in 2015, Chase Utley aggressively slid into second base, breaking the leg of the Mets infielder, Ruben Tejada. It was an ugly scene. It caused a lot of friction between the two sides. It was obviously very emotional. And when the Mets had a chance to retaliate against Chase Utley, they did. Noah Syndergaard went high and tight on him. And immediately, the umps got him out.
Get him out.
Immediately, Thor is thrown out. Bench is clear. Yapping on both sides. Terry Collins comes out, then the manager of the Mets, and starts giving an earful to the ump. The ump also is getting an earful from Noah Syndergaard, as Syndergaard is pleading his case, and then Neil Walker is pleading the case as well. Then you'll hear Terry Collins. I don't know how much of the clip we have. Is it the entire clip?
Most of the Terry versus the ump argument, not the prelude with Noah Syndergaard going, what, throw a fastball?
Okay, all right. All right, so this is mostly Terry Collins battling the ump in this instance. And listen to how compelling this conversation and audio is. We never get this mic'd up ability to go inside a baseball fracas.
Take him. Terry. Get a handle. Come on, let's go. Come on. Talk to me.
Tommy, that
Then you talk to me about that.
You know, okay. You got to give us a shot.
You know what?
You got to give us a shot,
okay,
Tom.
Listen to me. Let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why
you not? Know the situation,
Terry. Why don't we get a shot, Tommy?
Because that doesn't, that make
Hang on, but MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay,
but you're better than that, Tommy.
No,
you know that.
Terry, listen, I'm telling you, our is in the jackpot now. Okay? Okay, that's I'm just telling you. You know what? That's you got it. Okay, get it. You got everything out.
That was umpire Tom Hallion and Terry Collins. Terry Collins saying the league did nothing. The league did nothing because they didn't suspend Chase Utley, and so they had to do something, this unwritten rule, this unwritten code of baseball. That is so good. That audio is so good. You never hear that. You never hear this negotiation going on between the two sides. You see Lou Piniella kicking dirt and throwing a base. You see Terry Collins arguing. You see the physical gesticulations, but you don't get to hear what they're saying. This is awesome. It's awesome. It is a manager pleading his case, hey, the league didn't do anything to Utley, so we had to do something. And then the ump, Tom Hallion, is saying, it's our butt the jackpot right now. How good is that clip? How good is the phrase, it's our butt in the jackpot? Our butt in the jackpot. I want to start using that. It's so good. And hearing this made me wonder immediately, why are we not miking umps? How are we not miking umps? When you watch ABC telecasts of the NBA Finals and they ump the coaches, and they mic the coaches rather, there is nothing interesting that comes out of that. All right, guys, got to commit on defense. Let's leave it all out there. Ugh. All right, guys, just remember, we got 12 minutes to play here. Give it your all in the last quarter. All right, guys, fourth quarter is really important. Let's make sure we withstand the storm. Let's cut the lead to 7. Get it to 7, guys. We'll take it from there. Nothing. But that right there is real. That right there gives you some insight. And baseball struggles with making the product captivating for people that are not diehard baseball fans. Look, there's probably two reasons you go to a baseball game. Two reasons. Number one, you're a diehard baseball fan like me. Number two, you want to drink beers outside. There are two reasons to go to baseball games. Diehard baseball or drink beers outdoors. Now, hopefully kids come along with you because you're a diehard fan, or they come along with you because you want to drink beers outdoors. But how do you get the people that don't normally watch baseball to watch on TV when they're not outdoors drinking beers? And that is, you get them in there by making something compelling about the game. Now, I realize you can't not have this on a 7-second delay. I realize that you can't have this live. You don't know all the curse words and swear bombs and maybe even internal conversations that shouldn't be out there. But you can tell every manager, you could tell every umpire and every team, you guys are mic'd up. We will edit out what we think we need to protect you to a certain degree and swear words. But we can use this within the broadcast. Could you imagine if as soon as a manager goes out to argue with an ump, you know, coming back from commercial break, that you will get to hear that? Would you automatically stick around for that? I mean, think about that. If there is a Major League Baseball playoff game and there is an argue with an ump, knowing that to start the next inning, you'll get to hear that to give the production team time to edit out the curses, I think it's a slam dunk. I think it's awesome. That audio is so damn compelling. Can we play that audio again? Terry Collins battling Tom Hallion after Tom Hallion threw out Noah Syndergaard for throwing at Chase Utley.
Take him. Terry. Get a handle. Come on, let's go. Come on. Talk to me.
Tommy, that
Then you talk to me about that.
You got to give us a shot.
You know what?
You got to give us a shot,
Okay,
Tom.
Listen to me. Let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why
you
not?
You know the situation,
Terry. Why don't you get a shot, Tommy?
Because that doesn't... That makes...
Hurts. I know it. But MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay,
but you're better than that, Tommy.
No,
you know that.
Terry, listen. I'm telling you, our is in the jackpot now, okay? Okay? I'm just telling you. You know what? You got it. You got everything out.
That is so good on so many levels. It's good audio. Every single day I walk into this job and say, we need good audio. That's good audio. Also, I love Terry Collins basically being wound up like the Tasmanian devil and just going, amazing. When we come back here on the show, we've got your best audio of the day, Robert Kraft on the Gronk trade rumors, and Bart Scott claiming a remarkable number on PED use in the NFL. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for Brunch. Lunch.
Intellectual and informative discussion for our listeners on proper wing eating technique and different even wrist exercises to keep us healthy for years to come.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back, DA with you, CBS Sports Radio. Listen to the show whenever you want by downloading us on iTunes. Search DA and CBS or go to our website, daoncbs.com. The World's Strongest Man is tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. Tomorrow night, 6:30 Pacific. The globe's mightiest men muscle up and push themselves to their physical limits while testing their mental toughness. Tune in to see who will be one step closer to becoming the 2018 Tachi Palace World's Strongest Man, only on the CBS Sports Network. Yesterday was a trash Tuesday. However, I was filling in for the Jim Rome show. So we have paid forward Trash Tuesday into a Waste Bin Wednesday. Peter tweets, I'm trashing the people who put flags on each window of their car for the World Cup. If that doesn't look cheesy now, they'll also have flag covers for the hood and side mirrors.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Voice guy is really diversified.
Smelly rubbish.
Diversified his trashes. His trashing vocabulary. I'm all in on the World Cup. I'm super fired up. On Friday, we will have a full-on preview of the World Cup with my man, my Irishman, J.J. Devaney, who's going to join us here in studio to discuss a couple of things that even if you're not a soccer fan, I think you could get along with. Number one, he's going to teach us how to bet on soccer. Now that sports betting has become legalized in a couple of states and we're soon to get there, he's going to teach us, okay, how do you bet on the World Cup? Number two, we're going to equate the countries of the World Cup to American sports teams. So what country represents what American sports team? So you have some context going into the World Cup. So that's coming up on Friday's show. Rob tweets, DA, Jim Caldwell wasn't the coach when Andrew Luck came into the league. It was Chuck Pagano, but give Chris Ballard time to build this team and give Frank a chance to help Andrew Luck. It's true. I always think that Jim Caldwell's been there longer than he was, but it's because he was on the sideline in Detroit, and I still got to see that face on the sideline each and every week. I just kept thinking, oh, yeah, right, Jim Caldwell is still the coach in Indianapolis, even though it was Chuck Pagano, because he's in Detroit, and now where's Jim Caldwell looking like he got left off of the wrong bus stop?
Get him out.
El DeJesus tweets, DA, you only need to look at Sam Bradford. Andrew Luck will be in the league for a really long time. Sam Bradford, Glass Joe, injured all the time, but a number one draft pick overall. Yep, that could be Andrew Luck if he continues to be unhealthy, banged up, injured. But let's face it, Andrew Luck has had far more success in his career and was a much better quarterback at his prime then and when he was healthy than Sam Bradford was. James tweets, TA, I'm trashing people in public restrooms who leave the seat down while going number one. Thanks a lot. Hashtag Waste Bin Wednesday.
Stinky debris.
Norman tweets, I'm trashing the Tuesday night games against the Twins as the Tigers lost Miggy for the rest of the season 2 weeks before I was given tickets to go see them. Hashtag Miggy gone.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Johnny tweets, I want to trash my Angels for always leaving runners on scoring position and missing opportunities to take the lead against the Mariners. Trout can't do everything. Ohtani, please come back.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Jonathan tweets, DA, I'm trashing the guy who shows up to work and complains about something new every day. Today, his stomach hurts. Poor guy. Get him out.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Get him out.
Dixieland Dan tweets, on a Waste Bin Wednesday, let's go. The lady that's 400 plus pounds at the family cookout this weekend telling everybody she can't help being that size because it runs in her family. Now, I'm an ass for saying nobody runs in her family. Little Debbie's don't run anywhere. Ask Mraz for proof.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
We don't tell you, Dixieland Dan this weekend tweets me a picture. I thought it was Photoshopped. This woman, I mean, tipping the scales. Doesn't even begin to describe it.
Four spins?
Well, yeah, because he said you wouldn't believe the size of this woman at a party. And I kind of jokingly said, pics or it didn't happen. He ends up tweeting me a picture of this woman sitting there eating coleslaw at the party. She's wearing like a red tent or a red muumuu. Huge. But I love that because I've been there when you see other fat people or anything and they go, oh, yeah, it runs in my family. No, it doesn't run in your family. You're just disgusting. Fat. It's awful. This chubby person.
Are we allowed to be doing that? You always say we should not be making fun of fat people.
I can. You didn't say that. Okay. I can because I am fat.
Okay.
Fat. But seriously, don't ever, and please, for all you other Huskers like me, don't ever say it runs in your family. You could always do something about that. Like, you know, don't have the 3 scoops of ice cream every night. Hefty.
So she said it runs in her family, and Dixie Landan says nobody runs in your family. That is terrible. That
but
is
accurate.
Awful. Dan follows up with, I was also informed that she wants to get bigger because she thinks it'll look better putting weight on in the right places. Honey, all you're going to get is diabetes and stretch marks in the right places.
I mean, now Dixie Dan's going a little rough.
Those are low blows.
But, you know, we don't want to bring diabetes into the situation.
I didn't think Trash Tuesday / Wastepin Wednesday was going to go there. That just got, boy, that escalated quickly. Let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Warriors just celebrated their second title with Kevin Durant, their third title in 4 years. And Bob Myers, the Warriors GM, after a parade yesterday, says he wants KD back.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have him for 10 years. But Kevin Durant, he already, look what he did for us last year. I mean, he did us a great service. So he's earned the right to sign whatever deal he wants. And I just want him to sign a deal. But want him to be happy and want him to know that we want him as long as he wants to be here.
Okay, so there's a couple of points here I want to make. Number one, this is the type of negotiation that you should have when you have championship rosters. When you've got a good thing going, especially in the NBA where talent acquisition is everything, you should not have owners nickel and diming when you've built a champion. And they've built a champion, and Bob Myers, the GM, and Joe Lacob, the owner, and everybody else that has ownership stake in that team should say, whatever it costs, we will spend because we've got a modern-day dynasty. It was ridiculous that Oklahoma City refused to pay up when they drafted Kevin Durant, James Harden, Serge Ibaka, and Russell Westbrook. They let James Harden go. Could you imagine a team with Westbrook, Harden, and KD in their primes? I never want to hear an NBA general manager or owner say, well, we've got to make the right financial decision. Man, you guys make money hand over fist. You've got a winner. There's no excuse not to re-sign guys. So I like that. But number two, but Myers just comes off as so desperate. Like Hugh Grant in a 1990s rom-com. He did us a great service. We want to make sure he feels wanted. We want to make sure he's happy because we are happy with him. We would love to have him for 10 years. I mean, you don't have to be that pathetic. I mean, I know why you want Kevin Durant. Maybe there's a little bit of concern that Kevin Durant could get flirty eyes, bat eyelashes with somebody else. Maybe. Because now he's won his titles and maybe he realizes he'll never be beloved in the Bay Area the same way Steph Curry is. But KD's basically already said he's going to re-sign. So why you need to lay it on that thick, I'm not quite sure. Robert Kraft addressing Rob Gronkowski trade rumors.
I just want to go on record at today's event to make sure that you all understand that there's no truth to that. And I don't, people shouldn't be able to do that.
I understand why Kraft wants to dispel those rumors, but I wholeheartedly believe that Bill Belichick has had trade conversations about Gronk. because Bill Belichick has done this a billion times before. They traded Randy Moss. They traded Logan Mankins, Jamie Collins, Richard Seymour. All of these guys had great careers with the Patriots, and then they moved on. Wes Welker. The list will go on for as long as Belichick is there. And you don't think Gronk, who is chirping about not having as much fun as he used to, being at odds with the harsh coaching of Belichick, you don't think Bill at least listened to offers? I totally believe the reports that the Patriots were listening to offers, and Kraft is going to say that to make sure that the noise dies down. But the Patriots have done this with everybody, so why would we believe that they wouldn't do it with Gronk? And finally, Bart Scott joined me yesterday on the Jim Rome Show, and I asked him about the recent news that Julian Edelman was suspended 4 games for PED use.
Yeah, I think they're pretty prevalent.
You know, played long enough to know.
I would say probably 60%.
60% of players are on something?
Something. They're trying to get it, whether it's diuretics or it's something.
How are they not getting popped if it's 60%?
They look. I think the NFL looks at people and they go after people who they think or they suspect. And if you're not suspected and you're a receiver, you know, unless you see the body issue, you're not suspecting Julian Edelman.
Edelman in the body issue does have a remarkable physique. Does not look like a normal wide receiver. Also, Bart added on, I've never seen a white boy look like that in terms of his physique. So take that for what it's worth. Bart had a couple of incredible moments yesterday on the show, and I've tweeted out that full interview. I highly encourage you to listen to it on yesterday's Rome Show because it was phenomenal. He just was throwing heat every single opinion. But I don't know if 60% of players are doing something. I do think that in the NFL, they go after guys that I think they want to make an example of and not go after guys that are stars of the NFL. Ray Lewis was using deer antler spray to make his RoboCop arm live again en route to a Super Bowl. Adrian Peterson came back from an ACL within 12 months to have the greatest career of his life. Peyton Manning was looped into PEDs and it ended up being his wife. Tom Brady's trainer has a client in Edelman that just got popped on PEDs, but Brady's able to play at this level at 41. And look, there are people that believe what they want to believe, and maybe you just believe these guys are elite athletes and Tom Brady's eating avocado ice cream and is totally pliable and has taught his body not to get injured, and that's up to you. But I believe in the NFL, it is such a crash course, and the NFL knows it will always be a crash course, that they don't want steroids prevalent, but to get you back on the field quicker, to extend your careers, I think for superstars, there's a, we don't test those guys, or those guys know when the test is going to come, but we will test the other guys. And there's also not a stigma at all. Antonio Gates got popped for PEDs. He'll probably go to the Hall of Fame. Rodney Harrison got nabbed with PEDs. He's on TV every single week, and nobody questions his credibility. I don't think that there's nearly the stigma in the NFL as there is in Major League Baseball. And that is your sound check. Waste Bin Wednesday. Mikey tweets, DA, I'm trashing the people that get on the escalator type thing at the airport and proceed to stop walking. It's to speed things up, not for you to take a break. Hashtag Waste Bin Wednesday.
Stinky debris.
Paul tweets, I'm trashing the guy who tries to tailgate his way through an intersection in a yellow light and gets stuck so that I can't make my left turn. Get him out.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Aaron tweets, I'm trashing the Pirates bullpen for blowing a lead every night. Hashtag, get him out.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Get him out.
Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money, switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. many people having heard Bart back with us yesterday with me on the show, on the Jim Rome show, reflecting on how fun it was when he joined us for 2 years. We did the night show, and he would join us on Wednesday nights throughout football season for an hour or two every week, saying, why can't we have that again? Can we get that again? Bart had signed a contract with another media entity for last football season. So that's 2017 into 2018. So I was not able to be able to have him on this show. And that was our first year in this time slot. Now, Bart Scott works for the company again. He is working for CBS again on the radio side in New York City. So you put the 2 + 2 arithmetic together. I'm not going to make the official announcement, but I'm just going to say, keep your weekdays clear football season, because I think once a week you are going to get a bonanza here on the DA show.
That was for everybody.
I ain't saying, I'm just saying. When we come back on the show, Andrew Sharp, Sports Illustrated, SI.com, had some harsh criticism for Kevin Durant and where the NBA is right now. He'll join us on the show next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.